Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oof. You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Leroy!
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Man, I am alive and blessed. On this beautiful Wednesday morning, it is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin is out. He'll be out today. He'll be out obviously tomorrow and Friday as well. Leroy, you're out Friday as well, correct?
Correct.
All right, so we will be giving you a best of tomorrow. We got a weird kind of hybrid show on Friday with like me and Josh Chappelle or something like that. But today we got 4 hours of nonstop action. And that is right here. On 104.3 FM, the home of South Florida sports. Leroy, it is the day before Thanksgiving, so we already know what the hell we have to do. We got to blind rank some sides and some meats today.
Hey,
we got to talk about
football.
Let me
tell you something. Listen.
Yeah.
I just have one rule.
What's that?
Your favorites are not always everybody's favorites.
That's true. That is
so
true.
When you bring that dish over that you remember as a kid, remember, Leroy wasn't a kid with you.
Yes, that's correct.
Hence, the Canadians making, what is it called? They mix carrots and rutabaga.
Huh.
Here's the kicker.
Huh.
You know my palate. Look like sweet potato.
Yeah.
It's not.
No. Not a fan.
It's not.
See, that's the worst, too. When you're expecting something else.
Yes.
The worst. That is the worst.
And yes.
Guys, let's just make a rule. Just keep raisins out of things. Just keep it up.
Let's hear.
Yeah, you have an exception?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you, but raisins and bread pudding.
Okay, no, that's like a.
It's okay.
You know, that's like, you know, like a bread of some sort. If there's anything raisins are going to be put in, yeah. But
I want to fight people that put raisins on salads.
Yep.
That put raisins in. What else did I see? Oh, dude, you know you got an intangible potato salad when it got some raisins in it.
Nah, for sure. You got to throw it out. You actually have to stop what you're doing, expose who made it.
Everyone
has to make a comment, and then you throw it away.
Yes. Other thing I'd like to share with my people going over to somebody else's house. And I'm going to say this as kindly as I can, because the culprit is no longer in the family.
Oh.
Not my doing.
Okay.
He said,
yeah,
one Thanksgiving, I'm going to bring potato pie. Now, he's a brother.
Okay.
So I made some assumptions. I took some liberties.
Yeah.
Potato pie.
Sweet
potato. He must be talking about sweet potato.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not gonna go buy one. I'm gonna let him do his thing. Now, I buy sweet potato pie before I buy turkey, ham, anything. Cause for people that say they don't like sweet potato pie, they always run out.
Yeah.
Always run out at the store. You gotta get it early.
For sure.
And so I didn't get one.
Yeah, because he told you he was bringing one.
And then somebody came to me and said, you got to try the potato pie. It's very good. I was like, all right, you know, I get there. Let me get my turkey and my ham and my stuffing and my dressing.
Did you wonder why no one had said sweet yet? Or it still hadn't, like,
right,
they weren't alarmed?
Right.
You're just like, I mean, everyone's saying potato pie.
So I go over to the pie.
Yeah.
It's white. Now.
Yeah.
I asked the dumb question. I never seen a white sweet potato.
You're such in denial at this point that you refuse to believe what's right in front of you.
Hey.
Yeah.
They go, no, it's regular potato pie.
Like,
I never tried it.
Yeah.
I took the pie. I went and put it outside my front door.
There's so many things you can do with the pie.
Anybody who has a problem with that could go sit outside with that pie.
Yeah. Well, look, obviously he didn't last. So if you think about it, you can mash it, you can cut it into fries, you can deep fry it, you can bake it. To take potatoes and determine, I'm going to make a dessert out of this. That's where we
exactly.
That's where we messed up.
Well, here's the problem. There's only two or three ways to make sweet potatoes. I ain't into sweet potato fries. Then you got to put cinnamon and
marshmallow.
Dip it in. Right, right. You're trying. Mm. You're trying to basically fry a sweet potato pie. Mm. So there's only two or three ways to deal with sweet potato. I'll let it slide that people have a baked sweet potato.
Okay.
Right? I'll let that slide. But there's yams, there's mashed, and there's pie. That is it.
Look, those are the rules you're going to get today. Big feast tomorrow. This is Leroy's wheelhouse right here. This is Leroy's wheelhouse.
Dude,
I'm sure you're prepping a lot, right? You said you were
prepping.
Yeah.
I got two turkey breasts brining since Monday.
Brining.
I gotta make my mustard sauce.
Someone says that they're brining something, it's gonna be good.
Well, you gotta be careful.
I don't even know how to brine.
Basically, they call it canning salt.
Yeah.
But you can just use kosher salt, kosher sea salt or something like that.
Heard.
Dark brown sugar. You throw a little spice in there. Some people put thyme, and I boil it so it all, let it get to room temperature, or I then take the pot and put it in the refrigerator.
Dates off. Leroy is Brian McKnight.
One.
That was good. We're starting to
point for Twitcher.
I take it and then I let it get to refrigerator, like cold water. Then put I have two breasts, just the turkey breast with bone in. And then I put it in there. Slight problem though.
Yeah.
So you know I'm an early prepper.
Yes, sir.
So I bought my turkeys on Friday because I don't like dealing with.
Yeah, plus,
I didn't know who was going to sell the turkey breast with bone in.
Okay.
So yeah,
that's a choice. You definitely, you wanted to do that for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
What does it have, more flavor or something like that?
No, you just don't have legs and stuff to, like, the turkey, it goes from being about this big to this big. And I just wanted to, you know, and the turkey breast is what you make sandwiches out
of. Yeah, that's the good stuff.
You know,
that's where we're at.
So my wife comes home from church and we have another family over. You know, I got all excited about these turkey breasts. I'm
okay.
She say, they bringing a turkey.
No, you can't. You don't bring a turkey to another.
Yeah, some people do.
But that's like usually like the host.
Listen, that's his specialty. I'm not hating.
Oh, that's it. What is this guy like?
He said he smoked turkey. He can make a smoked turkey.
So what am I supposed to do with these two brine and turkey breasts I got here then? You know what, Leroy, if you need me to take one of those off your hand, I'll go ahead and take it. This is a sacrifice I'll make for you.
So, we're going to have a bunch of turkey.
Damn.
That's not bad. My wife got a ham. I made a little mustard sauce for it.
Yeah. You throw it down. You're not playing around. You're making your brining, you're making mustard sauce.
What else do we have? We got some mac and cheese. Mac and cheese is a must.
Oh, that's a must for sure. That is a must.
How you feel about stuffing?
I'm not really crazy about it. Like, if somebody's like, oh, I got some fire stuffing, I'll be like, all right, Paul. I'll be like, cool, but like.
Let me tell you, where I'm from,
yeah,
that stuffing got meat in it.
Yeah, you and mentioned that, some that other stuff,
kicks,
though.
That kicks it up a notch.
You talked about cutting sausage into it or something like that. See, that's different. Now we're talking different things.
Yeah.
But in regards to just like normal ass stuff, I'm not tripping over that. I'm really not tripping over that.
Yeah, but other than that, and here's where it gets complicated.
All right.
I want to be friendly.
Okay.
I want to welcome folks into my house and enjoy their company.
And you usually do, from my experiences.
And I usually do. But don't mess with my football.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No. Somebody's trying to...
Hey,
look. Because,
you know, when people ain't into sports, they mad at you for not hanging around in the group. Hey, Day South.
Yep.
Give Day South a point.
That's a point.
Because I'm going to tell you this.
Point for Twitcher. Hey,
I almost got divorced over this.
Over great. Yeah, no. Because
my wife, she thinks she's a cranberry queen and she wants to make it from scratch.
Nah.
And I'm like, I want the stuff you got to.
Yeah.
Pan out and it come out like Jello.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I can put a little bit on my fork, little turkey, oh my goodness.
Yeah, you can't control it. Any other state where it's like, now it's like leaking into my mac and cheese. I don't want that. I don't want none of that. What's going on? I want this.
But guess what? Now, because we've been together so long.
Yeah.
She makes her cranberry and then she'll do this. Here you go.
Take the can. Yeah. See, hey, look, that's compromise. That's love. Right
there. Yeah.
Today.
Hey, cranberry sauce in general. Dude, believe it or not, it's because we simpletons. We don't need the fancy cranberry homemade. We just need that raggedy stuff that you could forget and just save it till next year. Cranberry sauce.
Yeah. Anytime anybody asks me to bring something, I'm like, I'll bring the cranberry. Like, we have that already. I'm like, it's for next year. Don't worry about it. I got you
covered
for next year.
That's it. Like, if you forget to open the can, we used to do it all the time growing up.
Yeah.
Somebody would go, you know what we forgot? Cranberry. Because it's got to be cold.
Yeah.
You got to put it in the refrigerator. So if you ain't put it in the refrigerator before you eat, you can't do it.
Yeah, you can take it out of the can. I feel like you're sweating out the can. I don't want
that. Corn syrup. Which gives cancer, Leroy.
Oh, come on.
You know what it gives me?
You're probably right, but.
It gives me a sense of deliciousness.
Yep. Hey, can't put a price on that.
Marco's got cranberry sauce from Walgreens.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, dude.
I'm going to check it out.
Can I just tell
you? They probably have it.
That's only second.
Yeah.
That's only second to the potato pie, which you did.
Nah, man. It was a sacrifice I was trying to make. I was trying
it wasn't
to,
a sacrifice.
Sometimes you gamble and you
this
lose.
This dude bought, what did you buy him? Mayo?
Ranch. Ranch.
Ranch. From Walgreens,
yeah.
That's right next door to Publix.
Yeah. I was trying to save a little bit of time. Sometimes you gamble and lose, Leroy.
Okay. Pork shoulder. I ain't mad at you, Doc. Pork shoulder.
Yeah, I do, you know, if you're in the Hispanic community, there's a chance you may have some pernil. That is marinated pork. Delicious. And, you know, I know it doesn't necessarily belong in the traditional Thanksgiving, but I always end up at a home that has some rice somewhere. And I'm like, fine, I'll have a little bit of rice on Thanksgiving. I mean, it's not traditional, but I'll take it.
I don't, like, I think Thanksgiving is the only day where I'm not really concerned about other stuff. I'm only concentrating on meat.
Yeah.
And mac and cheese. I'd maybe throw a stuff in, but like mashed potatoes, and you know, gravy. The great thing about Thanksgiving gravy, you just go ahead on and get it all.
Can I say I'm prejudiced with my gravy though?
Why?
I like if my gravy is like whiter, I don't really like it. Like I don't like that
white gravy.
Yeah, yeah, like closer to like white gravy. I need it to be like dark brown. That's
yeah.
What I like. See, that's normal stuff. You know, yeah. Sometimes they got the southern fried, whatever, whatever, with like a weird kind of gravy. And I'm like,
oh, you're talking country about fried. Country fried
yeah.
Steak.
Yeah, like that kind of gravy.
But that's not,
that's weird.
That's not turkey gravy.
I know. But I'm just, you know, I just want to throw my, if there are any gravy enthusiasts out there, I just want to let my stance know or let my stance be known. We got
We need, when we get back, we need to discuss your dilemma.
My Clay Drew Smith dilemma that I experienced the other day. Listen, it was a heartwarming experience to see.
It was either a win-win or a lose-lose.
Exactly. It was hey, it was scary hours for me, but at the end of the day, Drew Smith was exposed as he went scoreless, and Clay Thompson proved to be a jerk. So, you know, it seemed like a good day for me, but we got a lot of that. We got Miami Hurricanes. We got some interviews today. We got Alex Donald, who's going to join us to tell us the fate of the Miami Hurricanes. We got a lot of games we're going to be playing. And comedian Aries Spears. I'm not sure if you're familiar with his work, Leroy. Aries Spears will join us.
Oh, you mean the guy that don't do that won't do impressions on the radio?
Yes, exactly. Yes, unfortunately. I was actually told, hey, don't ask him to do impressions.
He said he don't do them on the radio. We had him on before.
That's totally fine. Look, we're not going
to come to the improv.
He is coming to the improv. I got some different questions that I did some research to try and get like a different perspective. I don't want to ask him the same question. So I got some different things I'm going to throw his way for sure. I know he went viral last year for his take on the Dwayne Wade statue reveal. So I'm going to see if we can get a redemption, see if we can get him to say something nice about that. But we have an action-packed show for sure. When we come back, we'll give you 15 minutes of heat as we relive the dilemma I had this past Miami Heat game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
15 minutes.
Of heat right here on the home of the heat.
Cup night.
Cup night. It's a big one. This is a big one indeed. Your Miami Heat are set to face off against the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, this is a lot riding on the line because the game today is crucial in determining which team advances to the knockout rounds. If the Heat are victorious and combined with a New York loss, we could potentially clinch our group and secure a home quarterfinal game. Unfortunately, if we lose, that would eliminate us from the group competition altogether. We're on a bit of a hot streak. Not sure if you've been paying attention, Leroy, which I know you have.
Five or six?
I believe it's five, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I think they saved a lot of guys for tonight. So guys that had nagging injuries, they just sat them in hopes that they would be ready for tonight. And Wiggins, and you're talking about Norm.
Yeah, Norman Powell expected to make his return.
Right. That was just a.
I got actually an injury report here. Norman Powell listed as probable to play in tonight's NBA Cup game. This is from yesterday, obviously. Jovic, hip. Andrew Wiggins, hip. Drew Smith, left hip contusion. and Jaime Jaquez Jr., right hip tightness. A lot of hip issues. Seems like last year was bubble guts. Right now it's hip issues.
Only one person had bubble guts.
Yeah, it was Jaime. But
for the whole year.
Listen, whatever he needed to go through last year to become this version of him, totally worth it.
It's called maturing.
Yeah,
dude,
for sure.
I don't understand why. Like, I've never been able to figure out. We go into a place of business. They want you to understand if they say, you know what, I haven't been here very long. It's going to be a little slow, right?
Yeah.
And they want you to be understanding. That same person will go to a game and call a rookie a bum.
Yeah, like I heard people were saying Cooper Flagg, that they weren't impressed with Cooper Flagg. And I'm like
is he 20?
No, I think he's, I don't even know if he's 19.
Right.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's like, if I were to go to your kid when he was 18 and make the demands that you make of these players,
yeah,
you would want to fight me.
Yeah, people make the mistake of comparing their salary to expectation. But
right. But here's the other thing, man, is that everybody's development goes at a different pace.
For sure.
You know, so sometimes you'll see talent, but you won't see consistent talent for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the nature. I mean, it's the nature of life, isn't it?
Like, yeah, for sure.
Like, it's I get frustrated when I hear that, like, oh, second year slump. Not really. It's just
people say
kind
that.
Of one
I thought
of those
it was a sophomore
that,
slump.
Sophomore slump.
Make things up.
It's not. it's a situation where, like, okay, as a rookie, unless you are a top five player and a world beater, who's paying attention?
Yeah.
Now, after you have that first year, the next time you come into town, they're like, oh, okay, this is what he does. We got a game plan on him now. And so you got to work on your bag. You got to work on other things to be able to combat what they're doing to you. That takes time.
You know who's had a sophomore surge, if you will? Our boy Kalel Ware is playing with some
emotion. Oh, yeah.
He's been doing great. You know,
For some reason,
yeah.
Like, it's called big man disease.
Yeah.
Right? Big men, you don't know about their effort because they all look the same way moving up and down the court. And he has pretty much said, man, start getting them rebounds when I start putting in that effort.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's Spo pushing those buttons, man. I think he's pissing them off enough with whatever, you know, limitations he gives them that when he gets up there, not only is he, like, you know, obviously fighting the other team, I think he's fighting a bit of, like, F Spo every time he grabs a rebound. And, you know, that's what it takes.
I think one of the other things it does, though, it exposes you in a good way. Because it exposes what type of competitor you are, what type of fight you have in you.
Yeah.
And it almost got to the point. Right. It almost looked like Kalel said, I ain't going out like this.
Yeah.
Right. And so credit to him, because we've seen guys go the other direction and complain and bitch and moan about what their circumstance is instead of fighting through it. So you see it a lot in sports. It's just cool to see that one of your guys is taking advantage of the situation.
I just saw a comment. I'm sorry, Leroy, that just pissed me off. I don't understand. This D Sizzle, I believe it was, apologize to Drew Smith, horny toad. First of all, you don't know how I'm feeling right now. You know, you don't know how horny I am. How do you know that? Other than that, why should I apologize? If anything, he proved to me 0 for 6, 0 points, 0 for 3 in 16 minutes of action. And you know who had a good game? Keyshawn Johnson. You know,
well, all these, hold on. Yeah. Let me tell you something about you praising Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah.
First of all, let me say this. Dude, before the last two games, was assaulting the basketball.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It was not great to watch. Even this, he only had a 7-point performance. But nonetheless,
solid. They're not scoring. They're not in there for their scoring.
For sure. No, I've liked what I've seen out of almost everybody. But when you're right, you're right. You know. And Klay Thompson, did you see him chirping at our bench after a couple threes? So everyone was like, oh, you know, he's sticking up for Cooper Flagg when it came to his beef with John Morant. But just a day later, he's chirping at the bench and stuff. Like, this Klay Thompson, I don't know if it's this Meg Thee Stallion relationship that's got him going, but he's starting to feel himself.
He's sending out diss tracks during the game.
He's like, you know, pointing shots at the, and I'm like, come on, what are we, you're Klay Thompson.
Hey, did somebody say, you ain't that guy no more, you better stop.
Hey, look, Ja Morant tried to tell him that best.
Yeah, but Ja can't be the messenger.
That's the worst part, unfortunately, with the fact that he hasn't played as much as he's been out and the off the court this and that. You know, that's why it was easy for everyone to hop on Clay's side, because if you had to choose between bad and worse, you know, you're probably going to take bad. But I'm telling you, this guy, he's a jerk. He's a jerk. We saw it. Well, I don't know. he's got something about his face. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Leroy, I got some numbers for tonight. You tell me if any of these are intriguing enough for a chili pepper.
Chili pepper.
The over-under is at 234.5. 234.5.
For New York. No, for Milwaukee.
By the way, Milwaukee is 8-10, will attempt to end a 5-game losing streak, and I believe their injury report is Giannis is questionable, and no, I'm sorry, out is Alex Antetokounmpo. Kevin Porter Jr.
Wait.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's another one.
Well, I didn't even know he was playing to be in.
He's a G League two-way player, but hey, he's listed on the report. Giannis is questionable with a left adductor. What the hell is that? What part of the body is that?
Stomach.
Why did they just...
Or the hip, like the front of your hip.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the adductor.
That's like oddly specific. Yeah.
Well, because they're all, here's the problem.
But what's this?
All that stuff is attached.
That's not the groin?
It's a bunch of muscles that attach to the hip. So that's just one of the muscles.
Let me guess. You had those problems, you injured this before?
Your torso. Yeah. Ugh. Your torso, nothing. Adductor. You can't. Right.
Wow. You learn something new every day, guys. Should have paid attention. When we come back, you know what it is every time I'm here? A little bit of silly sauce. It is a Wednesday, November 26th. We're going to find out whose celeb birthdays and what national days we should be celebrating. Stick around, because after that next hour, we will be talking Miami Hurricanes with Alex Dono and much more silly sauce on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Leroy is staring off into the distance. You scared me for a second, Leroy. I was like, he is staring off into the distance as if he's not here. And I need someone to celebrate these birthdays. This is a Frog Boy special on a Wednesday here as Tobin is out. What is he doing? He's getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So he is...
See, I space it out.
No, I
don't know. I ain't got to do it all. Here's the other reason why.
Yeah.
Because I live with three women who always want to help, assist, and product manage what I'm doing. Mm. Mm. So I do it at odd times. Like I brine my, I did my brine early yesterday morning.
But I tell you what, that's a veteran move on your part. That's a veteran move. You can't help me if it's already done, baby.
Oh, dude, so I clean my pool, right? Put the little thing in, put the chemicals in or whatever.
Yep.
And you gotta let it run for like 3 days to get the chemicals through it. And last night I was going to put the last little bit of chemicals in there.
Yeah.
And I looked in the pool. Jesus lizard.
Ooh, running across the water?
No.
Oh.
On the bottom. So I thought he was dead.
Oh, yeah.
So I went and got the net.
Yeah.
went to scoop him. Mm-hmm. He made a run for it. He was like this long.
Okay. Well, you know that Jesus.
Well, you know his tail is this long.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it took me a few minutes to get him up out of there.
You know that Jesus. He's bound to come back. I know you saw him at the you saw him at the bottom. It's like he's gone. He's a goner for sure. But he rose. Shout out to that Jesus. I was being a frog boy. That's the other side. So, you know what they say. Today's birthdays on November 26th. Big happy birthday goes to Anuel AA. You know who that is, Leroy?
No.
Probably not. But hey, listen, you're currently in the chat obsessed with this new artist you found, Ray Essentials.
It's not new. Okay. That's not her name. Her name is just Ray.
Oh.
But on Apple, if you like go to artists and they pull up, it'll go like Ray Essentials, which means that it'll play all the songs.
I got you.
Of all the songs that she's been in, not necessarily her songs.
Yeah, for sure.
All her collaborations, all of her. So, like, if you pick any artist, you don't have Apple, so no.
You can kick rocks. Spotify does it, or Pandora used to do it. Something radio. It'll be like songs they featured on, or sometimes even songs that sound like their songs.
Right. Well, Apple does like Essentials. So you take an artist, you do Essentials, all their collabs, all their songs. You can just get one playlist.
So I thought the person's name was Ray Essentials, and I was like, "That's a stupid last name."
Her actual name is Rachel Agatha.
She's a witch. Nah, I can tell Agatha. That's dope.
Hey, but she can sing.
Well, hey, listen. You know we're not afraid to show our love for various music artists.
And she's all over the place.
Dua Lipa. That's what I like.
You know. She's all over the place. Like you'll have one song that's just a live band, and then another song with David Guetta, and then another song with Doja Cat. Like all over the place.
Speaking of music, Tina Turner, although she passed away in 2023,
I was getting ready to say,
post mortem birthday. There,
we do dead birthdays now. Right?
I guess that's what we're doing. I guess that's what
I mean.
Doing.
You know, if you're not alive, you don't get older. So
that's a good point.
How would we celebrate another year?
Get them off the list. I just thought she deserved a spot.
Tina Turner. She had a good run. She had a long run. She made songs for 40 years.
Yeah, for sure. DJ Khaled, 50 years old today.
Really?
50 years old. Time to hang it up.
Another one.
Wait.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This is no disrespect to DJ Khaled. He found his niche and he ran with it and boom. What is he giving up?
You know, I think Drake kind of forced him to give up. Which, you know, I hate to bring up Drake when, you know, there's a chance he could be attacked and it'll hurt my feelings. But DJ Khaled did a infamous, you know, anytime he gets a Drake verse or something like that, or anytime he's about to drop a song with Drake, that's usually a single off of his album, and he announces it, the Drake verse is in. You know how dramatic he gets. Well, the last time he did that was in the midst of the beef, and Drake commented on it and was like, no. And that song was canceled, and he was not allowed to release his single. Therefore, his album got pushed back, and I don't even know if it ever came out.
So because he took sides with...
Yeah, exactly. Or he remained quiet at the very least. I don't know what the hell it was. But either way, he usually uses Drake to come out with a single and then launch his album, you know, off of that. And Drake, being petty and a big baby, was like, no. So DJ Khaled's whole rollout was canceled. And
well, he has to cancel his rollout when he ain't making the music.
Exactly. That's what happens when you're dependent on other people to do your music.
He's master collaborator.
Yeah. It went from another one to like another one. I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
I mean, and it's not like he could just go ahead on and call old boy and say, hey, Drake wouldn't do it. Would you do it?
Oh, yeah.
No. Just to be petty.
For sure. And, you know, Kendrick wouldn't lower himself to that. Natasha Bedingfield. I think she does.
Yeah.
No, that's not her, right?
Now,
Mama. Is that her?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Question.
Yeah.
Is Daniel.
No, it is her.
Is Daniel. Is it Daniel Bedingfield? Is that her brother?
Let's see. Her older brother, Daniel. Yes.
He has a song, I Gotta Get Through This.
All right.
But he sounds like her.
Ah. You know, I do, if I'm not mistaken, I do think that I saw that he was very supportive of her career or something like that, and was always like, well, if you think I'm good, my sister's good or something like that, which is nice.
Right.
You like that.
No, so he's older.
Yeah.
But he came out with a song, Gotta Get Through This.
Yeah.
And if you hear it, you're going to be like, there's no way that's a dude.
Okay.
But it's catchy, though.
I got a question for you, Leroy. I'm not sure if you were. How familiar are you with the Jamie Foxx show? Like, I know that you know.
Oh, I used to watch it. Yeah, that's when we realized he was a musician because he was playing the piano for real.
So good.
Yeah.
He's actually, like, probably the most talented person in the world. It's crazy.
Yes, because most people start in music and then start acting.
Yeah.
Right, but their home base is music. He has been both.
Yeah, really well
the whole time. Because every time he does some acting or whatever, and when he came out with a song, everybody was kind of like, "Oh, he really doing this?"
Yeah, for sure. And that Ray movie just like completely solidified.
Oh, that
like,
oh come on, goodness.
That was best of both worlds in regards to like you know acting.
So you want to hear a Ray Charles story? So when I was younger, my grandmother took me to a Ray Charles concert.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And I was young, and so he would be up there and he'd be rocking, you know? And I asked my grandmother, because back then everybody was hush-hush about drugs.
Yeah, for sure.
And I asked her, hey, why is he rocking like that? Oh, that's how he keep the band on beat, right?
God bless
you. So then I saw the movie Ray, and I'm like, Grandma!
He was on the stuff.
Dude was a crackhead! She said, I know, baby. You ain't need to know that.
And you didn't need to know that.
Like, we, as long as we knew Ray Charles, we didn't know about all the arrests, you know, on the plane and stuff like that.
No, and thank God. You know, he ruined his life.
Right. So it was crazy, but yeah.
Now, I asked that Jamie Foxx question because there was a character in that show, Fancy. This is Fancy, if you remember.
Oh, that's
Garcelle.
Garcelle
Buavas, I can't even pronounce her last name.
Is she Haitian?
She is. She is Haitian. Yeah. And I always...
She does some producing on Lifetime. She did a couple of movies.
I was like, Fancy is beautiful. Growing up, that was like, Fancy is the one. But anyway, she 59 today. 59. Wow.
Yeah, she does stuff on Lifetime.
Let's go to 59. Lil Fizz.
Producing.
How much Lil Fizz have you listened to in your life?
I would say I probably heard.
Yeah, maybe one.
But, yeah, but not to the point where I go, oh, yeah, Lil Fizz.
No, look, I'm surprised they even have him listed here. That is, he should be honored that they decided to do that. Now, what about day-to-days? What is a national day today? You know, every day has a dumb national day you're supposed to celebrate. Some of them cool, some of them not. Who cares? Today's National Cake Day. Cake Day, which...
Well, tomorrow better be Pie Day.
You know what's interesting?
No cakes on Thanksgiving, all pies, right?
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I think that's a good rule. That's a good rule. No cakes, just pies.
No cakes. When do we do cakes?
Holiday-wise?
Yeah, we don't really.
When is it?
Except my grandmother used to get a fruit cake.
You know why? Because that's
during Christmas.
Yeah, no.
During the holidays, you see the fruit cake. Let me give you guys a fair warning.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Just don't.
Just don't. One of the biggest, listen, me and my daughter almost shut down Publix when she was a kid.
Yeah.
Because we did a drive-by, and you know, they put all of the fruit cake products right in the front. So she thought they were gummy bears.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
I want, I said, we can go right over to the aisle and get the nice gummy bears that you like. I want those yellow ones. Oh, no. I'm like, I ought to get them and make you eat them.
Honestly, yeah. That'd be
because they're terrible.
Yeah. National Jukebox Day. Leroy, were you frequent jukeboxes when you were younger?
They used to have jukeboxes in like the diners and stuff when I was younger. Like the, you know, if you go to one of the little like sandwich shops or, you know, small, you know, like little restaurants, they have a jukebox in there.
What about a National Taiwan Day? What the hell does that mean? Taiwan.
Have a drink?
No, I thought it was like tie an apron. I'm not even.
No.
No, I'm not even going to continue reading that. What about Good Grief Day? That is the honor the life and legacy of one of America's most revered legendary cartoonists, Charles M. Schulz. He's best known as the author of the Peanuts comic strip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's cool. That was one of my favorites.
Charlie Brown still getting that football snatched.
Still,
he's been getting the snatch for 50 years.
Still falling for it.
Still falling for it.
When we come back on Just a Regular Hour, no longer the hour formerly known as Tua, we will be discussing football galore. We'll try to tickle Leroy's fancy. And Alex Dono will be joining us in the second segment so that he can tell us everything that we need to know about the Miami Hurricanes, who are desperately clinging to a spot.
I'm going to break it down. He might not like what I have to say.
Uh-oh.
But
I don't think I'm going to like it either.
Huh?
I don't think I'm going to like it either. It seems like it's going to be
It's simple. Just the reality of the situation.
Yeah, like, I don't want to hear
that. You know what I hate? Here's what I hate.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm going to tell you this before we go to break. I can't stand fans that your team had an opportunity to handle business themselves, and then when they don't, you complain about the system.
Yeah, that's totally me. That's totally me, for sure. We will hear from Alex Dono and much more in the next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.